Hello, everyone. First of all, thank you for coming out tonight and happy St. Patrick's Day to all. On that note, we will now start off with our opening prayer, please. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoints my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Now we can all turn to the flag for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Now, our first presentation today will be by Bertine from Seed of Hope. And I also want to congratulate her. She's volunteered to be an interpreter for our wonderful Haitian community. And that helps not only the police department, but our town. So with that, thank you very much, Bertine. Okay. Can you come up here, please?
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hi, my name is Bertine Lucas. So you already volunteered me, so yes, I accept. So my name is Bertine Lucas. I am the community outreach specialist with A Seed of Hope. But our program is Try Delaware, which is trauma response for youth. So I go everywhere. That's how I got to meet Mr. Mayor Alvarez and Chief Robert. So I go to the police department. Actually, we partner with the one in Bridgeville because they have a mental health team. So, and I go to the churches. I go to the libraries a lot. I go to all the libraries in Sussex County because I am responsible for the whole Sussex County. So I go everywhere I can find somebody to tell them about a program. A program, we serve children from 7 to 17. And what we do, we have mobile therapists that will go to the home, the school, even at a library if the child feels safe there. So basically, we use the CSTSI model. We work with the parents, we work with the child, and then together. And also a service, we have Haitian Creole therapists, Spanish therapists, of course, English therapists. And we are in all the counties, Sussex County, Kent County, and Newcastle County. Newcastle County, they work more with the police department because, you know, the Newcastle County is very big. So they work more with, and we are funded by PBH. And our services are no cost. You don't pay anything. For me, with my culture, the Haitian culture, when you say it's free, they think it's bad. So I usually tell them, it's not bad. It's good. Because, you know, they think free is not good when it's here. But I said it's a good thing because we are, of course, funding by PBH. So us agency decide to just offer it for free for the community. And what we do, we do prevention and intervention because we try to stop PTSD to happen. Because, you know, when PTSD takes place, there's mental illness, behavioral issues. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to stop that. We have our flyer, our brochure. We have the QR code on the back. All we ask for the name, the birthday, and the address. We don't ask anything else. For the parents, or parents can refer a child, a teacher, you know, even somebody from church, if you know, there's some kind of issue, and then you can refer that child, and then the therapist will get back to you. So we are here. We are trying that way again. We are here for the community. We want the community to know that we are here to help. you know, we go everywhere. Like I said, I go everywhere. And then if you even need a presentation on trauma, our therapies are available anytime. We can come in and, you know, if it's in a school, a library, a program, we will come in and just, you know, give our service for free. That's all. And I have my business card if anybody who interested, let me know. Thank you so much.
For you're welcome. Thank you. Also, we have a signing sheet up there, so when we get to the citizens' comments, we'd like for you just to kind of put down your name and what you represent, so that way we can know exactly, you know, who's speaking to us. Anyway, on that note, we'll go ahead with the minutes for February 17th and March 2nd. Do I hear a motion to accept the minutes?
I have a question on March 2nd minutes. On page 2, paragraph 2, we have Cheryl Barber, resident of Gibson Avenue, stated that she cannot retrieve her tax bill on the town website and inquired if there was a way to do so. Town Manager Smith stated the town's software system is not compatible with the town's website to make that change, and it would be very costly. And I believe that we do have an update to that.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up under my report, but since you brought it up.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that would be connected to, you know, to the minutes, if there has to be some kind of note to the minutes.
No, it would be in this minutes, but I'll go ahead and comment. So following that meeting, our finance manager did follow up with a software company. So they have done upgrades since we last checked with them, which had been a couple of years ago. So I was going off some old information, but that is something that they can, they are capable of doing. There is a fee associated with it. I think the setup fee is like $500, and I think it's like $4,000 each year to keep that license. So that's something that will be discussed in the budget process with the budget committee, and then brought to mayor and council as we go through the budget process. Yep.
Thank you, Jamie. Okay, also, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes for February 17th?
So moved.
Thank you, y'all.
Second.
Talia, do I hear second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Okay, the ayes have it. Now we'll start with the department heads. James.
Good evening, mayor and council. My report. New overall and translator building replacement along 8th Street. I think we've got around, around 700 mark as of today. We're coming up on Wolf Street, so that project's going pretty well. Other than that, piled snow, cut grass, we've done a little bit of everything in it.
You sure have. Thank you, really. You sure have. Has questions for Public Works Department?
So I'd like to, he doesn't have a report because he started March 2nd, but Dan Hoag.
Doesn't have a report.
Yeah, I know, right? Why don't you have one? So I'd like to take a minute to introduce Mr. Dan Hoag. Yes. He's the Director of Code Enforcement. Dan comes with us with 30 years of experience in code enforcement, inspections, plan reviews. I'm excited. The other department heads and other staff are excited to have him join our team, and we look forward to the knowledge and expertise he brings to the town. Over the next several months, Dan will be reviewing our current ordinances to identify any areas where he feels updates or improvements may benefit the town and our residents. Of course, they'll be brought to Mayor and Council for consideration and approval. He also will be obtaining his DELJA certification to allow him to do citations through the court and take persons to the Alderman's Court that are in violations and fail to comply with our ordinances and codes. So he and Judge Ruffin have met on that and discussed that process. We just have to wait for DELJIS to schedule the class. They do a code enforcement class. So hopefully within the next couple of weeks, he'll have that scheduled and can get up there. The code enforcement department does, and this is just for an FYI, so people understand, falls under the administration of the town. Manager as the department is an administrative and civil in nature and focuses on civil code compliance. Maintaining this structure helps ensure that routine property maintenance and compliance matters are addressed through an administrative process and avoids creating the perception that such issues are criminal in nature. That's one of the things Dan and I spoke about. Our old code officer wore a badge, and you know, sometimes that can be intimidating to people when they have someone in their house to an inspection to make sure that it is in compliance. The department will continue to work closely with all town departments to ensure coordination and to make improvements where needed. He's hit the ground running. We've met just about every day. I know he's talked with James every day, pretty much about different things going on. So we're pleased to welcome him to the team and look forward to the impact he is going to have on the town and the department.
Thank you, Dan. Welcome to the club. Dan, would you kindly say a few words, please?
I started with a comic book candidate as a building inspector, and then in about 6 months I got promoted to senior building inspector. Just wasn't happy with the work environment, wanted to change. I thought I didn't want to do government anymore, but I've been doing it my whole life, and it's my certifications and specialty is really better suited for government work. So here I am. So along with that, there are going to be some changes that I want to do. And we won't touch on a whole lot here, but citations are part of the process where if I issue a corrective action letter and I don't have any teeth, then I'm wasting my time.
That's right.
If you guys want the town cleaned up, I'm going to upset a lot of people, but that's my job.
Here, here. All right. Okay. Well, thank you. All right. Anybody has any questions for Dan?
Dan Hansen.
Okay. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we'll come to Judge Ruffin. Are you?
She is struggling to get on Zoom. So
she's trying
I know
to.
She has your report. Judge Ruffin, did you get on?
Judge Ruffin? Here comes the judge.
Yeah, so just Nick Miro, he's our assistant alderman. So he is here. I've been sure you all seen him at other meetings, but he fills in when Judge Ruffin is absent on vacation or out for any other reason. So he worked today and then he'll be filling in some in May quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Welcome back. All right. Now, on that note, hi, Melissa. That's the green arm. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Melissa from Finance, please.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you.
Well, you have my report. I don't have anything positive to add to it. I'm available for any questions.
Mayor and Council, any questions for Finance Department?
No.
Okay. All right. Chief Crisilla.
Mayor Council, good evening, and welcome everyone. So you have our report. I just want to highlight a couple more things for the community as well. So just to let you know, the chief, myself, and Mr. Handy actually do a lot of meetings with Hollybrook and Willow Creek. So we continue to have them going on. We're trying to go ahead and build that base there in those meetings. We, as the Laurel Police Department did testing for our 21st officer, and he selected a candidate from Gregory Katz. He's currently in the Delaware State Police Academy now, starting on Sunday morning, and I think he's a great selection. Look forward to having him on board. We had our active accountability meeting. I know Sharon was there in attendance, and I urge you to come to the next one. It's a lot of information. It's kind of run by the CWA board that runs that board. Pastor Rob Brown is the chair of that board, and I think a lot of good things being done here is being done. In addition to that, we have it's posted on our Facebook page. I just can look on our Facebook page for our police. Citizen Police Academy, which is coming up. Please look out for that. We'd like to have as many people as we can to attend. We're not even capping that thing. We're going to get as many people as we can in our community room. It's a great time to understand in and out of working with the police department what people can do. You can ask any question you like. We're about total transparency and talking about whatever issues you may have. We will have a lot of presentations, the K-9 presentation, a SWAT presentation. You'll have DUI simulators that come in. You'll probably be on firearm simulator as well, so do the most fun things. But then so are the interactions that happen. Right now, we have a new K-9, a couple K-9 handlers. We're only doing one at a time. We just went down to North Carolina to pick out a dog. This K-9 is funded all through donations, so it's not affecting our budget at all. That's all raised by K-9 handlers as well as the department we do fundraisers for. We have a fundraiser coming up on I'll check that in a minute. That's coming up. It'll be at the police station. We'll have it on our, you'll see it, we push it on our team's Facebook page. When we're having that fundraiser in front of the PG, it's bake sale with an opportunity to get a sticker, which you can put on your car if you're a proud supporter of our police department. There's that. What else do we have? So we've also completed an MOU, which is a memorandum of understanding, secret police department, for our officers to participate in SWAT operations at the CPPA. Now that sounds like, well, why are we going in a secret? Because if we ask them to come, they'll come here as well. And so it's a little mutual aid kind of thing. It's a great opportunity for officers, of course, to get a lot of advanced training, and then work with a team that we can use and bring out here what we need. We also have been partnering with the Sussex Technical High School, and they're actually going to paint my police cars because it's blue, and we'll pretty much have a black team, so they're going to paint our police car for us. And it's a great kind of community advancement kind of issue. The April 18th is that fundraiser for the K-9 program. We have PG from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We've also partnered with ECVN. Ms. Andy's a member, she's a board member, she's not here today. Partnered with the ECVN, they're going to install a flower garden in front of the police department. It's going to say, not a law. Right out there, mm-hmm. With all the flowers. And, I haven't seen it yet, but it's that's kind of nuts. So last thing I want to say is, Dan, welcome aboard. We look forward to working with you. We talked about collaboration between us and Dan, and how we can work on a lot of things together, and we can support each other. We look forward to working together. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Anybody has any questions for you?
Yeah. Chief, any update on the cameras?
So the cameras is same thing. We go ahead, poles in the ground, the vendor to get their and so we're just waiting on other people now to get things done for us. But we have 14 cameras that are coming. It's what, 206 LPR, license plate readers, that'll be coming in. So in this town, you're really not going to come into the town without reading your tag coming in.
Chief, how does that work once the tag's read? What happens if...
on or the car is being broken into on between East 6th Street, that whole two blocks. They responded and they kept responding and they kept coming back and they did the due diligence. So I thank those officers.
We put that out on Facebook as well.
Yes.
They have masks on. And there's technology out there now that will, so whether you've been arrested or not, if you get on, we pick you up on a camera now, you can send that or someone gets you on their camera. You have it on your camera, you have a good photo of those suspects. If we can send it out to scrub AI in social media for who that is, if they're out on social media, we can go ahead and hopefully get a match. This is where we are in the world.
Yes. Interesting.
Scary.
So no arrests on that yet, or no suspects, nothing. Okay.
Well, we do.
Oh, okay.
All right. So we'll go to the old business, the communication committee appointment. Oh, Mike. Oh, thank you so much.
My report. I need to do my report.
Yes, ma'am. How about?
Mayor and Council. I know. You have my report in front of you. Point out, last Wednesday, Planning and Zoning met, had a public hearing for the pad sites that are on the Truett property, which is the farm field between Bargain Bills and Nanticoke Immediate Care. All that went well. Now the developer is working with the state agencies, the various state agencies, to get their approvals. Once there's approvals, they'll come back to us. And that's usually about a year process to get state approvals. I'll have to do some traffic studies and what have you. So it'll be a little while. And Wawa is moving forward. We actually have a meeting with them tomorrow to go over some site plan questions they have with the infrastructure. So that's moving forward. I know that developer wants to get a shovel in the ground yesterday. The Main Street program, we are getting a Main Street assessment completed. We were able to get grant funding to have somebody complete the assessment for us or do the application for the assessment. It's a whole process. So I have a meeting on that next week. Janosik Park, as you can see, the concrete's been poured. They do have to still put the brick along the walkways, and they are putting lighting, Ballard lighting, along the walkway. So that's hopefully will be done prior to our Heritage Day, but we will have a plan B to still be able to work in that area. And then one other thing, James and I met with a lady that is being funded through DENREC, through the Delaware Drinking Water State Revolving Fund, and they are funding, it's a grant application we can submit. Mayor and Council need to approve a resolution tonight. They are funding up to $100,000 to do assessment management programs for our drinking water system. It's free to us if we get the grant. See no reason why we shouldn't get the grant. So I'm asking later in new business if you approve resolution 2026-2, which allows us to move forward with the grant application. And that's all I have.
Anyone has any questions for Town Manager Smith?
Yes, Jamie. So there's no need to match this type of grant.
No.
But that's why it's called a no match.
Yep. The Heritage Day is April 11th. I'm going to touch a little more on that under community event. Yep.
Okay, so we'll move on to some more old businesses, which is the appointment of the Communication Committee. And the three appointees as of right now is Sharon, Councilman Lodato, and Councilman Calio. And if you have others, you bring it up in the next meeting.
No, we will definitely bring it up. Like I said, there are a few people that are interested, and also... And also,
and Cheryl.
Also, I am planning to attend tomorrow night's Board of Ed meeting, and I want to bring it up there and see if maybe I could get somebody from there, whether it be a somebody from the school or somebody from the board that would maybe try and get together between the school and the town, and maybe we could try and fix the communication between the school and the town if we could get somebody like that on the committee. So I'm just going to see if I could get any information about that, see if I could get anybody interested.
Well, thank you, George, for putting all that together, and all the volunteers, Sharon, Councilman Calio, and of course, Cheryl. Thank you so much. All right, on that note, we'll now go to new business. Town Manager Smith.
Yes, Mayor, Council. I just want to update you. 2 weeks ago, James and I attended an emergency operation plan information meeting at Sussex County or Emergency Operations Center. We have an emergency operation plan in place. This is something that we have to look at and renew. So it was the first step to that. We have another meeting in a couple weeks, but we will be meeting with the fire department, the police chief, and any other person that is in the code enforcement integral part of our emergency operation plan to look at what we have in place, see where we need to update it. In Sussex County, the Emergency Operations Center has this, they're willing to help us for up to 2 hours to redo the plan at no cost. So we'll be working on that and then bring it to you for final approval. But it'd be a few months because it is a little bit of a process.
Now, when you say emergency operation plan, what does that encompass?
That's for my own. Any type of emergency situation, whether it be weather, whether it be, God forbid, a train derailment, a major chemical spill. Blades had one. They had an issue with their water tower, so that, you know, and no water, so that would fall under there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Upcoming community events, Town Manager Smith, please.
On Friday, April 10th from 5 to 7, One Laurel is hosting a spring cleanup around town. One Laurel is looking for volunteers. They can contact myself or anybody in One Laurel to sign up to be a volunteer. There'll be more details to come on that. Saturday, April 11th from 10 to 2 is our first annual Heritage Day. It's along Front Street. It will include a car show. Charlie and the Cool Tones will be performing at 11. There'll be a Mayor's Challenge, a cornhole tournament. The Historical Society is going to do tours. They're going to have a petting zoo. And I think they're going to have some kid games at Hitchens Homestead. They'll have the Rosemont also open. And then there'll be food and non-food vendors. On Saturday, May 9th, it's our fifth annual plein air event. That's in Janosik Park as well, unless the park is not suitable to be utilized. If not, they have a second location in that area. But we'll have painters. It's up to 30 painters. They're already sold out. They start painting a little before 7, and I think they have to be back with their paintings done and framed by 11 a.m., and then they'll be the painters will be served lunch. Their paintings are for sale. We usually have an okay turnout, but it would be nice to see more of the community there looking at the paintings of the Laurel area and hopefully purchase some from some of these painters. May, I believe it's the, let me double check, the 17th annual Sherry Festival will be on May 16th at St. Philip's Church. I think that starts at 10 a.m. Or no, that starts at 8 a.m., I'm sorry. And then...
What's that date again, please?
May 16th.
Thank you.
Yep. What was Paint Laurel, Jamie, the date?
May 9th.
Right.
Yep. Saturday. Yep. So we have a lot of things coming up that are, you know, coming up with the spring coming. So looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to some good weather. That's
yep.
Sure.
Mayor, I don't know if I should bring something up here under new business or wait for council comment. It's about the Broad Creek Bash.
Oh, you can do it on the comments if you like. Oh, okay. We're going to go to that now.
Yeah. Okay. And then before we go to comments, resolution that's on your desk, 2026-2, if you could please.
Here we have that. Let's see. Get over it.
You need,
yeah, please. Thank you. Okay, we're simply just gonna go ahead and vote on this, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 2026. Go ahead, Jamie, please.
Yeah, it's just to approve the applying for the no-match grant funding from Delaware Drinking Water State Revolving Fund up to $100,000.
Do I hear a motion to approve resolution 2026-2?
So be it.
Do I hear a second, please?
We'll let Bo and I'll second.
Okay, thank you so much, Jonathan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The ayes have it. We will now move on. Okay. Now we'll move on to Mayor and Council's comments. Councilman LaRue, please.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to thank all the citizens that come out for you, all these meetings. It's always great to see a good room. A little short tonight. I think we had a few extra seats, but good to see everybody tonight. I'm going to thank the town staff, as always, for all their hard work. Hello over there to Dan in the code department. I look forward to working with you. I have a company in town here, and we get some permits now and then, so we'll get to meet each other later. The rest of the town staff, Chief, all your hard work. I applaud you for all the work, man. Just amazing to see and hear everything that you're doing for this community. It's amazing. Thank you. Town Manager Smith, all your hard work as well. Mayor and Council, take a minute to let everybody know that doesn't already know that I have resigned my position as councilman. I have, in the wake of my wife's passing, I have bought a house and I'm moving out of the town. So if I'm not in the town limits or in my district, I can no longer serve. And I appreciate everybody and an opportunity to work with this town and serve. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Moving on to Councilwoman Laganick.
Thank you everyone for coming out again. Welcome aboard to our new code officer. Just a little quick spiel from me. I went to the Laurel Youth Link meeting. It was really good. It was the mayor, town manager Smith, Ms. Joyce Sessoms from the ARC, Mr. Brian Daisy from the Boys and Girls Club. We had the Delaware State Police, as well as representatives of the Laurel Public Library, the director and the youth services coordinator. At that meeting, we all just spoke about different programs that we have going on for the youth, so we can all collaborate with one another. And we're going to try to keep that momentum going so we can all keep driving the youth upward in the right direction. And it was a very powerful meeting, so I definitely look forward to going to more of them. As far as the youth council, we are in our interview panel selection, so we have a couple of people who have accepted to be on the interview panel. I met with Dr. Niblett. She is the assistant principal of the Laurel High School. For those who didn't know, she was talking to us about hopefully working in the high school. I'm going to do a presentation with them. So, because surveys sometimes scare kids away and they don't want more homework than they already have. So I'll go in there and talk to them and see, you know, if they'll be interested in also hosting the interviews there. So we don't have to rely on transportation or their parents after school, you know, having to worry about dropping them off to a new place. Dr. Niblett did want to know about some recognition for them with their mock trial team and their debate team, things like that, because I'm not sure of the place that they put in and what they won, but I know that it was something going on with their mock trial, and they will be there tomorrow at the board meeting as well. So she was just wondering about some recognition, and just keep an ear out for the youth council events, and I'm just excited to get our youth, like I said, going in the right direction.
Can you give me her contact number? Yes. When you get a chance, just text us. Thank you so much. All right, Councilman Lodaro, please.
Like everybody else here, I just want to say thank you to our town staff and welcome to Dan Hogg. Sure you have a lot cut out for you in the upcoming year. And Chief, thank you for your updates on everything that's going on in the police department. Right now, you know, it's in the midst of where we're at, we do need as much as we can from your service and your officer services. On another note is I want to bring up the second annual Broad Creek Bash that's coming up on August 22nd. It was formerly called the Broad Creek Bike and Brew. And I questioned on why the name changed, and I was told that Brew was taken out for two reasons. One was a rebrand because everything seemed to be getting old, and the other one was to make it more family friendly to take the name Brew out of it. What I'm here today is I want to ask Mayor, Council, and the town if we can sponsor or take out a sponsorship for the Broad Creek Bash, since it is part of the town. And, you know, I've gone to a few of them down here, and I really, when I went to them, I don't see much participation from the town in this. They do have a couple different levels of sponsorship. They have a silver silver level for $500, which would be a listing on the website, logo on the back of the t-shirt, banners at the finish party, and yard signs at the start and the finish, and a vendor spot. That's for $500, and a bronze level for $250, which again puts the name of the town of Laurel on the back of the event t-shirt, yard signs at the start and finish, and again, the free vendor spot. So I just want to ask Mayor Council if we can somehow sponsor our bike and burn.
I'll just share that with town manager and get back to you on that, right?
Thank you. That's it. Thank you very much. Absolutely.
Thank you, George. Councilman Calio.
Nothing to see.
Thank you, sir. Councilman Jonathan Kellum, welcome back from Florida. We don't like you right now, but go ahead.
Oh, I like him. He's freezing to
death. All right. Oh, good.
Well, as always, thank you all for the good and great work that you do. And welcome aboard. We're looking forward to your expertise. And, of course, thanks, everyone, for coming out. This is what we need to make our town great. Participation from everyone. And I'm mad at all of y'all because y'all picked me out. Mm-hmm. It was 70 some degrees a few days. My wife and I looked at it and said, oh, we'll just call them back. It was 90 there. And when we left, it was 72 at 2:00 a.m. in the morning. When we came to North Carolina, it was raining. We got to the end of North Carolina, it was sleeting. We got to export, it was snowing. So
we caught up.
What happened to all of the warm weather that was here? Y'all take this out. And I had made it to my first track practice with the kids, and okay. freezing. But I'd like, if anyone has time and on your schedule, whatever, stop out and support these young people. They do a really great job, and we want to keep them encouraged. And hopefully, Roger, I can talk a few of them to get on here.
Yeah.
Also, I got some young folks that would, I think, would really be a great asset to them and the town. So other than that, I just thank you. Oh, I did go to the job fair. They had a job fair this morning, this afternoon, at the Laurel Library. And had a lot of good things for some of our young people, even some that's even like just getting out of school or whatever. It's a lot of different things. And I don't like putting more work on my town manager, but I'd like to be able to get with her if possible. And I took pictures with permission and to put them on our Facebook page. So if anyone's child or grandchild or anyone you know didn't get to go out there and you know they need a job, that we can look on there and get the information to them. So, you know, we'll find a way to get the information out there to you. And Miss Cheryl, I'll send you some pictures too. Miss Cheryl does a wonderful job with Al and putting out a lot of good information. So that's what we need to do. Just make sure we can look out for each other's children and everyone else. And I know that was a lot, but I haven't been here for 3 months. So so Zoom is, I like Zoom, but as like with the, with our, judge, sometimes it's hard to wherever you're at, it's kind of hard to get on. I did think I made them, but it was a struggle. So, but I like to stay engaged and in touch with what we're doing. So after that,
thank you, Councilman Kelly.
I appreciate you. Appreciate everyone.
All right, just to piggyback a little bit on the library meeting. The library, along with the communication committee, what their main idea is that we don't want everyone doing the same events. If we can share resources, because we have information ahead of time. So let's say three people want to do the same kind of bash. Maybe those three people can now become one. lessen the costs, share the resources. So by doing the communication committee, by what the library wants to do, by what the youth program wants to do, that's how we're going to fix up and massage the communication so that everybody's hearing the same message almost at the same time. That's always the ultimate goal of the first year of an administration, any new administration, which, believe it or not, it's already been a year at the 27th of this month. So time flies. I also want to thank Rajane for her hard work in following up on the Youth Council. I know that the weather's been kind of keeping us behind on schedule on a few things, but everything happens for a reason. And when it's supposed to happen, that's when it happens. So I appreciate your steadfastness on that. The garden installation was already mentioned by the chief. So if anybody wants to kind of volunteer for that, I'll give you some more information. I believe it's going to be April the 25th on a Saturday. So if anybody wants to be physical, get out there and plant some plants and help out. I'm certainly going to be there. So that'll be fun. And then finally, let's remind everybody, for your safety, your property, your cars, turn on your lights in your home, anything that you can do that can kind of deter these kind of things that are going on. And I'll throw a couple of dates out there. On the 23rd, we have a town hall at Little Creek. And one of the main reasons why we're trying to do Little Creek to the youth is because we want to try to find a couple of kids that can influence other kids in a positive way. And so when we can find those monitors, if you will, that's, you know, then they can influence the kids. But that has to also be in conjunction with activities for the kids. So that's everything that we're trying to work. That's why communication and all that and events are going to be very important. The library offers a whole month of events, and we're going to try to put on the website and all of that. Everything from Tai Chi classes to GED to tax returns. So we have resources. We just have to find out where they are and consistently support them. That's very, very important. And then finally, the art program is the tutoring program that's happening in Little Creek. And of course, Town Manager Smith is one of the tutors, okay, along with George and others. So there are a lot of things that are going on, and it's important to share that. And one of the reasons why I ask people like Bertine to come here and other presentations is so that we can see that the town's not alone. We have people who want to help us out there. We just got to stay connected, and that's the most important thing. So on the 23rd is Little Creek Town Hall. On the 25th, we're doing a walkthrough through Hollybrook. We're actually going to go knock on doors like we were doing last year with Cheryl on the west side so that people could see who we are and, you know, how that helps. And then on the 31st, I think we're having our budget meeting, but that's something that it's just us right here. I just want to say thank you to everybody for this last year. You know, it has not been very easy in the sense that you're trying to learn a lot of things. You're trying to learn a lot of people. A lot of people have a lot of demands for you. A lot of people want things overnight, you know, and all that's understandable to a certain extent. But anything that's built on sand, it's not going to last. And I've always been a believer that I want to build something on a rock. So then that way we built it right. We don't have to look back. We don't have to redo. And we keep building forward. So that's kind of the year it's been. So I want to appreciate everybody who's been coming out, who's been supporting this. And if anybody has any public comments, this is your,
Councilman Holden. And then before
thank you
do
so
public comments, Public Works Director Falsky has something to add after Bo.
Bo, do you have any comments? And I apologize. Bo, are we there? Okay. And who else?
Oh, you got to get up
early. Just real quick.
Yes, please, please.
To touch on the Heritage Day, just because we'll have Heritage Day before the next council meeting, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So, yes.
Most of you guys know I'm a big car guy. I've helped with the 4th of July car show for years. I just wanted to thank Wheels and Heels Car Club, a good friend of mine, Will Warren. He helps us with this tremendously every year. They took our flyers this past weekend to the All Close Breakfast in Middlesboro. And there's two other gentlemen that are Laurel residents, but they don't live in town, Steve Brazier and Phil Shedeker. A lot of you see Mr. Phil walking the streets all the time. He lives in that little development down behind here in Julian. Those guys have worked hard to try to get us donations for trophies. So I just wanted to hit touch on a couple of those. Genosis, Bob Carey, Lizard Customs, Benny Parsons, DeMar Digital, LRC, and Baker's Landscaping, all donated. I think it was around $800 to help cover our trophy cost. So numerous more have asked, but it's hard to try to get their names put on the trophies this late in the game. So I just wanted to, thank all those guys who's helped us. Hopefully the weather holds and we'll have a good turnout for the race. So we'll see.
Thank you.
Could I say one more?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, June 10th.
Right, thank
June
you.
Night, we're right now, while I was gone, the governor's office wanted to partnership with us, with the town and different ones. They want to put on a Juneteenth celebration down to Jason Beach, down to Trap Pond. And they want, if anyone has anything from back in, the 60s, 70s, or whatever, they would like to bring out stories or anything else. I'm going to be this week with down at Trap Pond to talk with them. Then I'll be calling up to the Heritage or State of Delaware, the Heritage, because they want to do something for down here, because the governor, past governor, was surprised to realize that basically that Trap Pond was segregated at the time. He's from Newark. He was from Newark. He, until we went camping with him, he didn't understand. So he's a worthwhile thing. He said he wants to celebrate everyone. So I think the new governor has come on board with it. And just to bring us together. And Trap Pond is a big asset. It still is a big asset to Laurel. And if you go there, it's things down there about Horses Pond and different stuff like that that, was a big part. So we don't want to lose that from Laurel. So if we can work on that, so I'll be working on that for the next month or so with the town and any other entity that wants to come in. We want is everybody to bring anything and everything, the knowledge and stuff.
Yeah. And as we collect more information about the event details, once they're finalized, I'll share them under community events and get them on the town sign and what have you.
Mayor.
Yes.
If I may, I can't believe I missed this in my moment of having comments. I'd like to let everybody know we're having a celebration of the life of my wife here at the Centenary Methodist Church this Saturday from 2 to 4. And if you knew her or not, or obviously a lot of people know me, may not have known her. But from 2 to 4 o'clock, we'll be greeting with family downstairs in the fellowship hall. And 4 p.m. we'll have a service. So it's not up in the church, it's downstairs. And my wife asked for everyone to wear bright colors. This isn't a funeral, this is a celebration.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Okay, on that note, do we have any citizens' comments? And if we do, you can come up to the lectern and sign the paper. Yes, please, come on up. Well, okay, we have the young lady first, and then we'll go from there.
I haven't heard that before.
Go ahead and fill out that, and then give us your name, and we're all here for you.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Michelle Harris, and I'm so excited to be in Laurel, Delaware. I remember you. You may not remember me from back in Wicomico County. I used to do the CSAFE program.
All right.
Yes, I worked with Mayor Barry Tillman at that time.
You have to say that part.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. So I'm still very, very interested in community work. My church, we've been working and actually doing community work by taking food baskets starting September every month, September, October, November, December. We still have to do March. And we're really interested in doing that, connecting with the community, also sharing the good news of our Lord. And also I'm very interested, I will be moving to Laurel to open up a second part of my practice. I own a mental health practice in Seaford, Delaware, Holtz Helping Hands, LLC. It's a very vibrant practice. We do work in a whole entire state of Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Florida. And we're very interested in coming to Laurel. And one reason why we want to open up a practice in Laurel so that we can have the space to do some group work, particular types of mental health intervention we're interested in doing in Laurel. And we found a place that we're interested in. So I'll be doing some talking with you, more to come. And also our ministry is interested. We'll be moving to Laura as well. So I'm so glad to be in Laura. God told us to come here and we're here.
Welcome and good luck with everything. Please, next.
Hi, my name is Carl Holland. I live in the Villas of Broad Creek, and I've watched the Jurassic Park work going on there, and it looks like the company is doing a really good job, going slow, taking the time, and doing a good job. This might not be the appropriate venue for this, but I see on the 11th of April, they're going to have a Heritage Day, and I'm not sure if all the grass is going to be growing, will they have to rope off certain parts to protect the grass that's growing or whatever? And the other question I have is, or the subject, is the being Navy for 44 years, the seawall, as I call it, on Broad Creek, is going to happen, supposedly. And I understand that the DENREC and Army Corps of Engineers have to get together and talk about it. And I just hope that when they come in and do the work, they're going to be very careful and not destroy any of the work that's being done on the park right now. And that's all I have. Thank you very much for listening.
And thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Mayor, would you like me to address?
Yes, please.
So in regards to the Heritage Day, I have reached out to DelDOT. They are the ones overseeing the walkway. Most likely, the walkway will be done. The silk fencing will probably be up around the walkway because they may still have to do like the lighting ballards. As far as the grassy area, that won't be seeded and stuff until they're much closer to pulling the fencing up. So worst case scenario, as long as everything continues to go as it does, we'll still be able to have the car show there. We'll still be able to put the band in there. We normally put the non-food vendors in there. We may have to relocate them. The food vendors are on the other side of Front Street. So I think everything will be okay. And we have talked to the Historical Society. If Lord forbid something major happens, you know, we could utilize their property as well. For the as you touched on, the Army Corps of Engineers, so we did get funding to redo the shoreline stabilization. We have that all in place through DENREC and Chesapeake Bay Foundation. When we were ready to move forward, Army Corps said, nope, you have to get a permit through us. So our engineer is working and has that permit submitted. Unfortunately, it takes about a year to get approval from Army Corps because we wanted to line the projects up at the same time. So one of the things that whoever does the shoreline stabilization, if there's any damage done, they will be required to make the necessary repairs. But hopefully they are very cautious and what have you. Because we try to work it together. So the engineer and the lead that helped get us funding through the Chesapeake Bay Foundation were aware of the walkway and understand that any contractor picked will have to make any necessary repairs.
Okay, thank you for the
information. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor and Council, I'm your neighbor.
Yeah, all right.
Welcome. My name is Jim Emmerich, and I'm here for two reasons. One is that it's my honor to serve on the Habitat Sussex Board. And I would report to you that 33 of Habitat's 210 homes are here in Seaford, were built in Seaford. And home number 34 is going to be blessed on March 24th at 3:30 p.m. And so on behalf of the board, I'm here to thank the city for its partnership with Habitat Sussex to provide affordable, safe housing for people who need it. The second reason I'm here is, although I don't live here in Laurel, I'm sort of an honorary member of One Laurel. I
yes, you
show
are.
Up with some regularity. And Chief was good enough. I asked him, is there a possibility I could have a ride with one of your officers? And Chief said, no, there's no reason why that can't happen. So he set it up, and I had the opportunity to spend about 4 hours with Officer Brian Tindley. And we were out from roughly 10 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon. Now it's a beautiful day. And so we're riding around. His windows are down. And as we're riding around, it's see and be seen. Folks are seeing him. He sees folks. They're in conversation with each other. And what I saw was community policing on the ground. And it was... The folks saw him as someone to be respected, and they saw Officer Tindley as someone who was there to help. And it's clear he rides that territory a lot, and he meets with citizens a lot. And so there's a respectful distance between the citizens and the police force, a respectful relationship with the citizens and the police force, and I got to see it firsthand. We were riding around. Gentleman in a truck literally sticks his hand out the window, waves at the police car, and obvious stop. So we pulled into a gas station. Gentleman gets out, describes the problem that he'd seen, that he had some tapes. Someone was intruding in his yard, and he actually had some video. Officer Tindley right on it. Said, oh, we know about that. No, we could connect it in this particular way. So I saw firsthand service between an officer and a citizen who literally stops him with a wave out the window. We went to the high school and the middle school. And going through there, meeting with a school resources officer, also a member of the police department. And again, just to see the way in which, in this case, Officer Tindley was present with the students. And the students, I'd say some would say, I could be him. Someday I could do that job. So it was a remarkable 4 hours from my perspective of community policing. I'm grateful for the chief that he arranged it. And I guess the only thing I would say that surprised me, I said, well, how many citizens, I'm not even a citizen, Laura, how many citizens stop by and say, is it possible for me to ride with the police to get a better understanding of the work that they do in the community? And the answer that I got was, there are a lot of vehicles where we can do this, and Chief mentioned some of that earlier, but in terms of individual citizens, doesn't happen all that often. And so I would encourage you all, as individual citizens or individual citizens here, think of the opportunity you have to learn more about how your police department does its great work.
Thank you so much, Jim. And just an extension to that is, yeah, I go back to the City Police Academy, we'll be immersing you in that environment. We're bringing 3 hours for consecutive weeks. Sharon was a, she came to our first one. She was contacted.
I would recommend that you will walk away with an appreciation for what these guys do every single day. And so I highly recommend. Matter of fact, I might go to the second.
Okay, do we have anyone else? Okay, do we have a motion to
recess for closed session?
Okay, we'll have a recess for about 4 minutes and come back for an executive meeting. Thank you so much, everyone.
What's going on? Hello, folks.
Absolutely. If there's anything I can do for you, let me know.
I'm going to go to the